Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. A local publication recently published a report in which there was a reference to, by headline, any spike in repeat crimes after California sped prison release. New research says no. This was from Cal Matters, as some of this came forward in terms of the actual written article. And it was an academic study that was fine in terms of what was done. But when we look at crime and we look at what was actually done, sometimes in an academic study, knowing that we're using data points, things get missed. And this is essentially where we are on this particular one. The study that was done was 2011 to 2015. That's fine. And it looked at felony reconviction rates, because that's what it was about, across the 12 counties that represent nearly two-thirds of the state. And they indicated that the conviction rates fell for all crimes by 15%, drug-related offenses 44%, and it speaks to Prop 47 in the early pieces, but it doesn't speak to the fact that there were also other law changes that made these. It does make a reference to the fact that violent crime ticked up, but available again was data from up to 2018, 2.5 years later than what the study addressed, even though the study is published as a recent study. So what we know during that time is that, as indicated to some extent in the article, there's been about an 18% increase in violent crime. Statistically, the data deals with primarily drug-related offenses being dropped and redirected, and with things such as petty theft, something that people complain to me all the time about, in terms of non-prosecution or the change in law that made the levels higher so that it's not treated in the same way and people aren't pulled back for reoffending. There's also a reference to the fact that there's an issue in the crime in state prisons in terms of violent felons. Well, that's because other felons are now in local county custody. What I'm trying to say to you is, please feel free to look at this one. There's data points you can look at if you want to research something backwards. You can pull up the study. But take the time to look at what actually is the real effect in your area. That's the situation. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.